city attorney.
Just with regard to monitoring the closed landfill transfer approval by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources did include provisions with regard to groundwater, drinking water, surface water, and landfill gas monitoring, and it does provide that the monitoring shall be conducted in accordance with seven tables attached to the decision. And the
that's the chart.
The wells and the property addresses are listed within the tables, and the monitoring is provided for twice a year, June and December. And the decision does provide that such monitoring, the schedule supersedes prior conditions related to environmental monitoring at this site. So just for detail.
Okay, citizen comment period is closed. We move on to item 2A, a presentation from Mr. Bob Donahue, who is the chairman of the Fire and Police Commission, to Alderman Nelson in recognition of his service on that commission.
I was told to stand way over here.
Mr. Nelson, Alderman Nelson, join him
you
with your
well.
Pink tie.
Right, wherever the well spot is. This will be short.
And you're involved?
I know.
It's April Fancy.
John, it's my pleasure and honor to publicly recognize and thank you on behalf of the City of Franklin Police and Fire Commission for your dedicated service as a member of the Police and Fire Commission from 2010 to 2017. John, while he was commissioner, epitomized the virtues of attendance at meetings, preparedness for agenda items, and opinions that were rational and founded on facts, whether or not I agreed with them. They were rational, they were founded on facts. From a personal note, we were on the commission 7 years together, and I enjoyed his presence on the commission in the meetings. One of these people, if we had a tough agenda item, it was easier for me to handle, the commission to handle, knowing that he would be participating. His common sense, law enforcement background, and his management skills just lent so much to the conversations we had when we had to solve some thorny issues. Citizens of this community owe him a great debt of gratitude. As a small token of that gratitude, on behalf of the Fire and Police Commission, I wish to present you with this plaque. It says, John R. Nelson, thank you for your dedicated service as a City of Franklin Police and Fire Commissioner from 2010 to 2017, the City of Franklin Police and Fire Commissioner. Commission. Thank you, John, very much.
Speech.
Thanks, Bob.
Speech.
Well, we only got an hour, so I'll start. Thank you very much.
Okay, item B is a proclamation to designate May 5th as Arbor Day in the City of Franklin. Alderman, Mayor, anything? Anything on that? You'll be giving out trees?
We will be. The Environmental Commission will be giving out trees and other information on environmental issues at the library in the morning of May 5th, as we do every year. Free trees, generally one to... one per person.
Let me know. I have an anonymous donor that will pay for those.
Oh, well, we'll have to talk.
Okay. Item C1 is approval of the regular meeting minutes of the meeting of January 23rd. Discussion, seeing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, motion carries. Also in your packet, item C2, special common council meeting minutes of January 29th. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, motion carries. Reports and recommendations, item G1. Let me turn so I get it right. A motion. That's a different one. Oh, that's the same one. I got to read this one. Motion to accept a donation from the Franklin Fire Department Local 2760 Charity and further to dispense a donation to the five food pantries in the amount of $40 each.
So moved to approve.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries. Item G2 is a resolution conditionally approving a preliminary plat for Evergreen Park Estates. There is a new piece of paper at your places, I thought.
Mayor?
Alderman Wilhelm.
The new G2 in front of you strikes off the line that says future single-family residential lots. That's because the outlots are not going to be reserved for single-family. That was leftover language from when Lot 5 was included as an outlot, and now Lot 5 is a larger lot.
Is there a motion to approve?
I have just a couple things. When we had the quarry monitoring committee, which Planning Manager Dietl was part of, they said they didn't know about the development and wanted, actually on the plat, they wanted to note that the quarry was within the distance. The committee settled on that we would just make sure that the developer was aware that they were within the quarry area, which you might want to have that knowledge. So we didn't think it was appropriate to have it on the plat. That would be up to the developer to see how they wanted to handle that. Still a little unclear on the future of Outlot 2, but staff reports that it will be just an outlot. Nicole, could you just respond about what the future of Outlot 2 will be for the council? Because
Outlot 2.
Name and address, please.
Sure. Craig Donzi, One Source Consulting, Brookfield, Wisconsin. Outlot 2 is adjacent to the park and immediately north of Evergreen Drive or Evergreen Street. Currently, with this phase of the project, it would stay owned by the Prisbilla family and Creative Homes. And then as we work on future subdivision approvals to the north, we'll have to work on disposition of that parcel prior to final plat.
And Mr. Prisbilla does understand that the county could still object to those outlots, and you're going to work through that with them.
That is correct.
Okay. All right, I'll make the motion to approve resolution conditionally approving a preliminary plat for Evergreen Park Estate subdivision at approximately 7501 South 49th Street. Rick Prisbilla, President of Creative Home, Inc., applicant.
Second.
Discussion?
As amended.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G3 is consideration for engineering services for the design of the extension of West Marquette Avenue, 49th Street to 51st. Mr. City Engineer.
We've discussed for some time about the extension of Marquette Avenue over to 51st Street. This is north of Evergreen, would run parallel with Evergreen. And if you recall, it was actually in our 2017 budget, and we removed it because we didn't think it would happen. And this year, we decided to hold off because, quite honestly, we didn't feel like it would happen this year either. It would probably happen next year. Since that time, there's been a developer on the north side of what would be Marquette Extension who's approached the city and would like to know how that road is going to come through there. They feel that they need this information as soon as possible so that they can complete their work. The south side of Prisbilla, Creative Homes, actually is the developer on the south side. So instead of having either one of those engineers step in and try to design this and work with the other, we're actually going to bring a third engineer in. There's a consultant that that I have a lot of good recommendations on. We haven't used here in the city yet. Lakeside, and I'd like to try them. It's a smaller firm, low overhead, but at the time that I submitted the council action, I had not even met with the engineer yet. I met with them on Friday, discussed the project, and they provided a proposal that you see in front of you. If accepted, this would actually be attached as Exhibit A to our standard terms and conditions. But if I could jump to the summary, $33,650. And if you look on the back side, there's actually a schedule of when this could occur. And gave me an estimate of hours so that I looked at it, and I think that's probably appropriate for the level of effort that we're asking for them to do. They basically take this through through bidding process. So this includes coordination with the city and the both developers.
Before I get it to Alderman Taylor, we have no budget for this?
There is no budget, so we would have to pull money from contingencies. And the thought is that eventually, when constructed, this would be assessed to the property owners that would be benefited by this project.
And who's doing the design work for the Newman development?
For the Newman development?
Newman.
Oh, I see what you're asking. I don't know their consultant, but the developer's paying for it, correct.
So that was my question, I guess. So who's going to put in the bill for this 33.6, and then who pays for the road to be built? Is that both going to be assessed to – if you have two developers here, you have one on each side, so, I mean, is that going to be cost-shared between both developments if either one moves forward?
I haven't written the engineering report yet, but I would attribute it to the linear foot based on the development.
So it means the developer, or you're actually talking to the homeowner, or they're going to just put that into the cost of the lots in the project? Is that what I mean? Somebody's got to foot the bill when the road goes in. You're not going to sit there, build a road, and then wait. Let's say you have another housing collapse and, you know, houses, you know, lots sit empty for years. Then who paid for that road? Who pays for the...
And of course, this would be a council decision, but the ordinance allows to assess properties that are benefited by it. So I would have a hard time saying that the single-family homes there are actually benefited by this road. So I would do the development on the south side and the development on the north side.
So that would those would be the parties assessed. But, I mean, if there's no homes there, I mean, when the road's constructed, let's say the road's constructed, you're gonna that's when we collect the money, when the road is put in, before?
Yeah, after the road is constructed then and accepted and approved, then, yes, we would go through the assessment process to
and we would collect that money before we let them build anything, correct? Before they pull permits? I mean, is that how we will draft something like this? And when it comes to it?
Not necessarily. I mean, they could still, I guess in theory, still get a plat. They could still probably start working on building houses before the road is completely accepted.
All right. I have a question.
Alderman Wilhelm, Alderman Mayer.
Well, since I just got this, I'm trying to decipher when you're expecting the project schedule. I don't know what all these colored lines mean. There's no chart that says. Could you go over this a little bit?
Sure. Well, there's a list of tasks on the left. You know, roadway construction is the last thing, but data collection is obviously the first thing that would happen. So there, at the bottom, there's a timeline. So notice to proceed, assuming that would happen sometime in February or 1st of March. The data collection would start. Work on wetland delineation completed by others. Preliminary design would actually happen in April and May. All the way up to they anticipate the quickest roadway construction would happen. Be completed would probably be sometime next year in probably July of 19.
And how does his time frame fit with the developer who is ready to move forward because he's met with the planning staff and was willing to design the road?
The developer told me that they need to know exactly what grades. It doesn't have to be built, but they need to know what elevations they're hitting and how the design of the road would be. So that would I assume that would be worked out in preliminary design in April, May of this year. So that's as quick as we can obtain it. The developer is quite anxious for us to start 2 months ago, but I just met with him, and this is the quickest I could proceed.
Okay. And is there money in the capital improvement contingency to cover the 33?
The 2018 budget includes a $250,000 contingency, so there would be sufficient funding for this project.
For the design part of it. Okay. Well, I guess we've been waiting for this road for a really long time, and I'd like to see it go forward. I'm prepared to make the motion.
Just a quick question, probably a very easy one. It's not my district, so I'm not 100% familiar with the exact situation. is there developers around this road that are coming in? In other words, we're not going to put the road in and assess longtime owners of the property to put the road in.
Creative Homes owns the development, and you've actually seen plats for that project.
And that's all around this particular...
That would be on the south side. In the north side, I'm spacing the name of the developer.
Actually, we've seen concept designs, not plats. Just want to correct that for the record.
We've seen concept plans that show plats or show lots and how the road configurations could be. And we've seen something similar from the developer on the north side.
Okay. As you said, see the private homeowners there benefiting from this, so I don't want to be assessing them for something that they don't need that would benefit.
Correct. Again, I haven't started the engineering report, but I would have a difficult time saying that they benefited by this project.
There's only one or two homes even involved in that, right?
There's two homes. There's an existing home pretty much right there. As you leave the school and have to turn the corner, there's this home right there, and there's also a home adjacent to 51st Street. So there is some complexity in the design. It has to get around the homes and so forth.
Okay, I'll make a motion directing staff to finalize a professional engineering design contract for execution by the city and report status to the Common Council at the next meeting using funds from the capital improvement contingency in the amount of, what do you have on your sheet, not to exceed $34,000.
Second.
Okay. This one does not thrill me. I see a whole bunch of pitfalls on this. Say, the city designs a road that doesn't meet the needs of both sides. Who pays to redo the road, or who pays the penalty when we go to court because we designed the road and essentially took land from someone? This is a developer thing, folks. City doesn't build residential roads. And you're going to take $33,000 out of a contingency account right out of the bat, first of the year, and not even build the road. So that's going to be the next motion, is we build the road for what, $750,000 or so? Okay, it's your decisions, guys. It's not mine. Alderman Taylor.
Well, all right. So here's a question that we should publicly discuss. Then we have two developers. Really, have they sat down together and tried to hash this out before we have to get involved? I mean, isn't that the first thing that should be looked at? Like, why are we even doing this? Why can't they come to an agreement? And do we have to have a mediator between the two if they're not getting along? I mean, like, or are we being the mediator by doing it ourselves?
Mr. Moore.
I feel like a third party would serve the city interest best.
A third party with their involvement? Or
Yes, their involvement. We do anticipate some, matter of fact, it may be mentioned in the letter, where they will coordinate with both developers and the alderwoman of the district want to be involved in that meeting also.
Well, I would imagine the alderwoman should be involved in that meeting, but I mean, I agree with the mayor about taking $33,000 out of contingency. I believe we would get that money back when the roll off. I mean, we're starting to build houses now. Obviously, we had Newman, we got Viridian's going to be coming in. We have now this Brazil one. We have the one south. Unless you think it's just going to stop.
No, this is not when we build houses. The question is, when would we recover the $34,000? That nobody's told me that.
Well, I asked that question. I said, did you not answer that question, Glenn? I thought I asked that question.
To recover the project, you obviously have to complete the project. So the schedule shows project completion next year's construction schedule. So it would be latter part of 19 before we can assess the properties.
After the road is constructed?
Yes, sir.
At whose expense?
City's expense.
That we don't have budget for?
Correct.
I'm sorry. Alderman Taylor still has four.
I'm fine for now.